Hi, welcome. This is Dr. John DeMartini. This is one of the most amazing and inspiring shows that you can listen into. If you want to be on the edge of your seats, if you want to open up your heart, if you want to expand your mind, and you want to meet incredible people, stay tuned because you're just about to experience a transformative radio show that will change your life. And you're listening to the Dr. Pat Show that's coming up right next.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me, busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail. Hey, everybody. I love this. This is a great, great thing to happen on a night where I get to talk to Dr. Friedemann Chaub about fear and anxiety. Hey, I want to welcome all of you to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. And I am so thrilled. I have to tell you guys, it is such an honor to have this conversation with Dr. Friedemann. And, you know, more importantly, I get to have this conversation with him tomorrow morning on Voice America. But the point is, you know, I'm going to read you a little bit about, you know, who he is from the bio information that folks put together for him. But the thing I want to say is I am so thrilled. I am so jazzed about being part of his book launch. The book that I'm referring to is The Fear and Anxiety Solution, a breakthrough process for healing and empowerment with your subconscious mind. Dr. Friedemann Chaub, my very special guest, joining me here today. You know, a physician specializing in cardiology, molecular biologist. He's helped thousands of people with his personal breakthrough and empowerment program all over the world. And he combines this phenomenal medical expertise with some of the most leading edge therapies and techniques to help all of us move beyond the lives that we are stuck in. Today, I get to chat with him not just about the book, but about the book in the context of what's happening in today's world. What's on our minds right now? You know, what is it that's causing the highest level of anxiety? Well, if you're like Linda and you're in New Jersey right now, who actually wanted to listen to this show but cannot because, you know, this is day two of the folks in central New Jersey not having any power. And it's not just one house or a couple of houses. It is an entire county, Somerset County, one of the hardest hit counties in this storm Sandy that has moved through. Right now, you know, they talked about the state of New Jersey and certainly President Obama out there with, you know, Governor Christie. And, you know, what I love about these two getting together, and I never thought in a million years I would say this, but here it is. What I love about these two getting together is they're actually being hanging out, doing good stuff together. Now that, if nothing else, will help relieve our anxiety. So today, we're going to talk about anxiety in the face of what's going on in the headlines. You know, what is it about the election that's coming up right now that people are most anxious about? Well, if you're living in Bridgewater or in Somerset County in New Jersey, you're thinking to yourselves, how the heck are we going to vote? Everything here is electronic. Well, that's the least of their worries right now. Folks are wondering, how are we going to turn the heat on? How are we going to stay warm? You know, what is it that we can do to pull ourselves together? Today, Dr. Friedemann Chaub, in the context of his fabulous book coming out. We're going to give you the release date in a second. The Fear and Anxiety Solution. You know, he should be on every political talk radio show in the country right now. And first out of the gate, he probably should get in there and mediate the battle going on with the auto industry and Romney. Dr. Friedemann, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you for having me. And, you know, in general, I don't think that I am a very, you know, political person, but I definitely feel it's palpable that there is an anxiety around the election. And I know that Sandy and the aftermath of the storm has been everybody's mind, and our hearts are going out to the people that are affected by it. And but you know, the reality is, as we all know, next week the topic's going to be completely different, and the focus going to be back on who will be our next president, our next government, and there has been, I believe, never than I experienced it before, a very, very high level of anxiety, no matter which candidate you support. There's been a lot of worries and a lot of feelings of fear about the future. And so I think it's very fitting that we are talking about how to alleviate those fears.
Well, let's start with that conversation, because I thought it was just me being, you know, a little bit scaredy cat here. But there is a level of anxiety about this election. And yet, I'm just wondering, it seems to me that this election is not really being talked about the way that I remember the last election. I mean, you know, was it that we were focused on Sarah Palin last time around? I don't really get it. You know, there's something that has happening here that is almost like a silent killer.
Well, you know, I think there was definitely a lot of focus on you know, the potential vice president and all that story. But what it feels to me is that both sides are looking at the future, thinking if the other side will win, it basically goes downhill from there. No matter if you talk to a Democrat or you talk to a Republican, both are pretty concerned about the outcome if the person they don't want to win would win. And I think that kind of heightened fear is almost like existential. And that wasn't necessarily the case 4 years ago. And it's interesting that when you really think about it, that you have to ask yourself, what is reality? Which is always the core question to wonder when you are dealing with anxiety. Because if you listen to one or the other, they will tell you, of course, reality is if my candidate wins, it's going to be all just wonderful and much better, and it's just going to improve and so on and so on. But, you know, then you ask the other side and they will tell you the same. So when you have been dealing with anxiety, of course, you realize that what reality really is what you are making up in your mind. There is really no reality. There is only a distortion of all the input that we are receiving right now. And you see this also with looking at the past 4 years. There are people that are saying, hey, this is actually really great, and there have been a lot of improvements, and we have definitely moved forward. And then there are other people that are saying, no, it's a complete disaster, and we haven't done, you know, anything, and nothing really has improved, and it's actually much worse. And there is definitely the filter, which is not necessarily an intellectual filter. There is more a deeper emotional subconscious filter that generalizes, distorts, and deletes information according to our fears and our worries. And that's really where the core of our anxiety resides, and that's what we need to address in order to be more aware of, A, what the world is really about, and also what we are about, because we look at the same distorted ways at ourselves.
You know, I want to talk to you about this because it's so funny that you picked this title. And I just got this book. I just got tonight's topic from you not too long ago. But prior to getting the topic, I was having a conversation, getting ready to do a show, an upcoming show, on what it means to tell the truth and trust. And what does that look like in terms of promises? And, you know, my research has been all around promises and broken promises. Well, here's something I want you to comment on, because this is really in some arenas, people are calling this like a joke, but I didn't call it a joke. I mean, the latest is today a controversy between some of the ads that's out there about the auto industry and GM and Chrysler coming back and using terms about Romney, liar, liar, pants on fire. I mean, this is what's happening in this campaign. And someone pointed out to me today, but don't you get it? They said, don't you get it? There have been more people doing truth and trust checks in this campaign than any other campaign. And I said, you know, you're right. And Dr. Friedman, that's what I want to ask you about. I mean, I have never really, since I've been voting, seen a campaign where people are actually keeping track of how many lies candidates are making. What do you make of that?
I don't think it makes any difference because we are truly voting emotionally. And there is really, when you look at the ads that are very emotional and that are very much about, you know, triggering also your fears and concerns, it's really not so much about informed decisions or making some kind of fact-checking before I'm voting. I think, I'm not saying this is in, you know, everybody, but many people are having made up their minds according to their gut feeling and according to what appears right versus what may be on paper be right. And again, I think this is also the truth with facts, because facts often have turned out to be, you know, somewhat distorted in itself. There are news channels which we know are out there that are calling certain things facts, and they are not necessarily facts. So I think we are living in a world where we just don't any longer know what are facts and what are no facts, what are actually, you know, what is the truth and what is not. And this is where we have to go back internally and really find out what is our truth in the midst of all of this. Is it really about now, can we put the trust in one man's hand or another man's hand? Or are we having in this situation to realize, actually, it's time for us to put trust back into our own hands? And I think that's where this anxiety comes from, that we haven't done that yet.
Well, you know, it's really interesting because, you know, here you are with your fabulous book. And congratulations, by the way. We're going to let everybody know when the book is going to hit the bookstores. So Fear and Anxiety Solution. I love it. And I've known you for years. So I get to talk to you at least once a month. And we've talked about some really cool and interesting things. And this is really, you know, come from a body of work that you've done, you know, the breakthrough process you've created, you know, your website, cellularwisdom.com. But this book is so perfect in so many ways. I mean, you really do lift the veil on what we think is fear and anxiety and what it really is and how it shows up in our lives and where does it come from. And in fact, Dr. Friedman, you know, is it possible to get rid of it?
Right, right. Well, the answer is it's not possible to get rid of it because it's a very important part of our human condition and just being a part of nature. And it's like, you know, saying, hey, I will never want to be hungry or will never want to have a pain sensation because it's so uncomfortable. But you also know it's important to have the sensitivity of your nervous system to tell you when there is something wrong. And it's also important to know when you need to eat. If you never would feel hunger, you know, maybe you would start because you forget with all the things that you have to do that you actually need some fuel to feed you. And that's the same thing with anxiety. There is a reason that anxiety is there, and it helps you actually in enormous ways to be the person that you are supposed to be. But the way we are interpreting fear and anxiety is unfortunately also a part of the distortion. It's also something where we are running into more the wrong direction, looking for ways to compensate for it or to control it rather than to understand it. And that's what the election anxiety is about. What you can see is that people are feeling out of control. They are feeling powerless. They are feeling, well, you know, my future is really right now on the brink to either going into the disaster or maybe something better, but there is nothing I can do. And if you're living in a state like Texas or you're living in a state like Washington State, you're from, you know, either Republican or Democrat, you feel like your vote doesn't count anyhow very much. And so you're definitely in a place of feeling, again, out of control. And that's often at the root of anxiety, the sense of I'm out of control, and then we are trying to do something that makes us feel in control. And what often happens is that people become obsessive in their vigilance, or they are trying to always be perfect, or they are just avoiding certain situations that feel too much and overwhelming. So they are reacting to the anxiety, but they are not really understanding that, well, maybe there is actually a deeper root cause. There is something inside of me that needs to be attended to and listened to, and then we can actually heal this anxiety so that it doesn't overwhelm us any longer, but that it's simply a message, and once we listen to that message also in the future, we know exactly what we need to do. And that's one of the fun things in the book. There is actually a little anxiety checklist that helps you in the future, like a little map. When you do feel anxiety, you can go through the checklist and see what are the usual suspects that may have triggered this anxiety, and then how to respond to it. And then you really see it more as a little lamp on your dashboard of your mind blinking and saying, yeah, maybe you need a little bit more gas, or maybe the tire pressure is low. And in this regard, it's about you understanding why the anxiety came up and how you can adjust to it immediately, and then it will disappear.
Well, you know, I mean, one of the topics or one of the things that, you know, you mentioned to talk about today is really critical. I mean, you know, the what's being called election anxiety, you know, this sense of feeling that we are out of control, you know, this sense of feeling that, you know, it's like you said, you know, we sit here in Washington State, you know, how are we ever going to make a difference anywhere? Yet I will tell you this. That, believe it or not, eyes are on Washington State. And, you know, a friend of mine says, yeah, we're watching you, but very quietly. And I thought, right, I thought, okay, they're talking about gay marriage, right? And my friend says, absolutely not. That is so old news. I said, well, what are you watching? We're watching Washington State getting ready to legalize marijuana. And I thought, there we go. Dr. Friedman, we have arrived.
You mean we have arrived at the screen of the rest of the nation?
I mean, it's kind of interesting to me. You know, I had no idea that the legalization of marijuana was in our state, by the way, stood a good chance of actually becoming a law. Legal, and that it was such a popular view, causing both sides of the fence to have high levels of anxiety and fear, right?
Mm-hmm.
And other folks, you know, sitting there and saying, what's the problem? I mean, sometimes I think we can kind of sit in a, you know, just kind of sit and lolly around in the back of our own rooms and think we're safe. And yet we are so bombarded by the news, by the media, we are scared. And I'm just curious, what are we afraid of?
Well, I think when you are looking at, for example, the election, and no matter what the topic is, even if it's about, you know, gay marriage, there are definitely people that feel that's the end of the quote-unquote normal marriage, and they are afraid of the, you know, the downfall of the morals of our society, all those kind of things that are creating a picture in our mind, and also with marijuana. I mean, there is something inside of us that also some people feel, yeah, this is great, it gives you liberation, but then many people may feel, oh my God, then, you know, our youth, our children, our, you know, teenagers and whoever will have more easy access to it, and it will just lead to more drugs and more criminal activities. It's all made up. I mean, we all creating these stories in our minds, and the real fear is that the what ifs are coming true, and that then we are not really clear what to do when those uncomfortable situations arise. You know, I'm working with a lot of people that went through really difficult ordeals. Some have survived very, very traumatic, abusive childhood. Some have been able to overcome cancer or other horrific illnesses. Others have been in war zones. What always amazes me is the resilience and the capability of the human spirit to adapt and to grow beyond the challenges. What really holds us back is only what we believe we are, not really who we are. And so there is so much inside of us, which was so wonderful to see also when I was in research in molecular biology. There's each and every cell equipped with so much potential and power to really change and transform and basically respond to any adverse circumstances you put such a little cell into. There is a spirit inside that cell. There is a wisdom inside of us that can outgrow most of the challenges we are facing. And we will see this again with Sandy, and we will see many amazing stories that are coming already through from the East Coast. But we don't trust ourselves. And so we are, by listening to the news and listening to the messages from the outside, more and more feeling that the reality is we don't have power. We are small. We are pretty much out of control. And that's the illusion that we have to break through by really finding this strength inside and then attending to the anxiety in a way that actually makes us feel more ourselves rather than just avoiding the anxiety, which makes us feel less of ourselves. And that's really what I love about helping people with my work and also the book, to really see this anxiety as the bridge to finding your empowered, authentic self, so that it's not just about, oh, let's get rid of these emotions. Ultimately, it's about, let's find myself. And that will help you then also to deal with future anxieties in much, much more resourceful ways.
You know, I have to tell you, I have to say one thing about this, because this is really kind of interesting that we're doing this show on Halloween. I love that. Halloween is like it's like my most favorite holiday of the year, right? I love this. There are two things that I've learned in sort of kind of getting ready for tonight's conversation with you, since election anxiety is one of the things we're talking about. The first thing I learned from reading up on what's going out there, what's true and what's not, is I learned that Jeep is now owned by the Italians. Who knew? Who knew that? There we go. The second thing that I've learned is, in getting ready to have this conversation, what I'm drawn to talk about is what we're not talking about. And that is how two people on two opposite ends of a political spectrum, and I'm not talking about Romney and Obama, I'm talking about Obama and the governor of New Jersey, Christie, have come together in the most beautiful, brilliant way and have put the people of New Jersey first. So, you know, what is it about that situation, about Hurricane Sandy, about disaster? Does it always have to be a disaster, Dr. Friedman, that brings us together in that way?
Yeah, that's a really good question. Ideally, it shouldn't, but I also believe that pain is an enormous, powerful teacher in life in general. And basically what brings these two men together is the pain that, a large part of the nation is going through right now. And it can bring up just the healing powers of compassion and the healing powers of wanting to help and understanding, and that's what you witnessed. The unfortunate part is, though, that these learnings can be sometimes short-lived. And, looking at the nastiness of these campaigns and the real negativity that was pretty much spewed over the airwaves 24/7 by both sides, it is almost as if Sandy can be a healing force for the whole nation to come together and remember what's really important. And what's really important is that we are working together on that, you know, what the nation really needs, which is a future. Because Sandy is not something, I believe, that's just, bad luck out of the blue. I believe there is really something that happens in our, in our weather, in our planet, and whether you believe in global warming or not, but there is no question that there is definitely there are changes happening in our environment that will force us to come together sooner or later. Sooner or later, it doesn't really matter if, you know, you are Republican or Democrat. Sooner or later, it just matters that you're a human being and that you're finding the resources to help the planet to be livable and remain livable. And that's, I think, something that Sandy can give us a reminder of. There are bigger, like Christy says, bigger fish to fry than just wondering, you know, who's going to be the leader in the next 4 years. And again, that is something which we each individually have to remind of us. And, you know, this is what happened, unfortunately, also with September 11, where there was the whole world rooting for all the pain, I mean, all the people that went through pain in the U.S. after these horrific events. And there was a real chance for the world getting closer together. But I don't believe that happened. I believe actually the opposite happened, that there was actually a more separation of the nations, and many countries felt just shocked by the response of the war in Iraq and so on in the aftermath of September 11. So pain, disasters, all those kind of things can really bring out the best in us, and that's what you saw. But it needs also to be internally bringing us the best out in us. And that's, I think, what we are sometimes forgetting. Now we are glued to the TV. We are looking at all that's happening outside of us. But what about just turning off the TV and really reflecting on how does that make me feel? Being on the West Coast, for example, do I feel grateful that I have a house, that I have electricity, that I do have right now the comfort of this home, and that I don't have to deal with the aftermath of a hurricane? Or do I feel that something inside of me says, you know what, I want to reach out to my neighbor. I want to actually be more a person of community rather than just feeling isolated and doing my own things. You know, there are a lot of things that are internally right now probably resonating with you as you are watching what happened on the East Coast, or if you are watching the, you know, just what, how people are going through difficult times. Just take it in and see how can I use this to actually feel more empowered and also feel more fulfilled with what I have right now in my life. And that can be appreciation, that can be good intentions to be more a contributing force in your community, whatever that is. Just take time to reflect internally, and you will see that that fear of being powerless and out of control dissipates, because you're actually feeling like you're doing something. You're making a difference in your life. You're not just watching others doing things, and you are basically the observer. You're actually feeling that you are a contributor, you are a part of it, and that is what our human spirits need.
Well, you know, we're going to talk about this and more. For those of you out there, we're going to take a short break. For those of you out there, you've tuned into the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive by Dr. Friedemann Schaub joining me here today. His book, Getting Ready to Hit the Shelves, The Fear and Anxiety Solution. I am so thrilled to be part of his journey, a breakthrough process of healing and empowerment with your subconscious mind. When we come back, we're going to be talking about a part of the book that he repeats in several times over and over again, and I've read it several times. I'm just wondering what it's going to take for me to actually get it, and that is making a choice. You know, knowing that the one thing that we can do is we can enact, we can absolutely call and invoke the power of choice, power of decisions. Do you believe that you can create your own reality? We're going to take a short break. When we come back, we're going to talk about that and talk about how do we move from helpless and hopeless to empowered. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with the Dr. Pat Show.
Tune in each week on TransformationTalkRadio.com, Wednesday at 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern Time, and express and experience the infinite possibilities waiting in each and every moment as you listen to From the Heart with Elizabeth Cookson. Get ready for a packed hour of laughter, tears, and a soul full of emotions as Elizabeth raises your vibration and shifts your spirit. For more information about Elizabeth and to schedule a session, visit elizabethcookson.com.
Experience every day fully energized and vitalized, infused with the essence of gratitude. Our decorative electrostatic labels do just that. They are compact and easy to carry everywhere you go. Peel off the back, place it on any glass surface such as your drinking glasses, your home and office windows, or even your car windows. Visit our shop at explorationgratitude.com. And when you pick four kits of electrostatic essence of gratitude labels, you'll receive one kit free.
Tune in each week on TransformationTalkRadio.com, Wednesday at 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern Time, and express and experience the infinite possibilities waiting in each and every moment as you listen to From the Heart with Elizabeth Cookson. Get ready for a packed hour of laughter, tears, and a soul full of emotions as Elizabeth raises your vibration and shifts your spirit. For more information about Elizabeth and to schedule a session, visit elizabethcookson.com.
Tune in each Wednesday at 6 p.m. Eastern for the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager, the Fog City Psychic. Spark your spirit and ignite your soul with spiritual conversation and enlightening guests that will help you get clear and catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers, intuitives, spiritual visionaries, and more. Want an on-air reading? Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity delivers the compassionate, no-nonsense, intuitive advice that's become her trademark. Visit FogCityPsychic.com and book your reading today.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in each Tuesday at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern for Blue Heron Wisdom Radio with Laura Longley, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show. Check out Blue Heron Wisdom Radio with Laura Longley on TTRNetwork.com.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Welcome to Sisters Talk Radio. Awaken the feminine power that glows in your heart. There are just certain heart-to-heart conversations you can only have with your sisters. The conversations you crave when you need to reconnect. Mona and Savitri explore our feminine power as they look at headline topics and what women are talking about. Join us on Sisters Talk Radio, Fridays at 2 p.m. Pacific and 5 p.m. Eastern. Only on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Have you ever considered what money and sex have in common? Brenda St. Louis, founder of Know That You Know, explores the energies of debt, money, sex, and our bodies. In her four-week intensive Debt Into Delight, Getting Intimate with Your Digits, she tickles all those places we don't want to look at, infusing everything with exuberance. Would you be willing to have more money? Would you be willing to have more of you? Explore more of Brenda St. Louis at knowthatyouknow.com.
Are you feeling stuck? Do you want to be free from fears and doubts and finally feel good about yourself, but you just don't know how to get there? Dr. Schaub's Accelerated Breakthrough Program provides you with the tools and solutions to go beyond your limitations and achieve self-empowered confidence. Call for your free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. Visit CellularWisdom.com. That's CellularWisdom.com.
Tune into Intuit University, compassionate guidance, connecting you to your inner wisdom with internationally renowned psychic and medium, Sherry Dillard. Each Thursday at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern. Get ready for an hour of practical spirituality, fun, and a magic carpet ride into the spirit realm. This hit show is a combination of call-in readings and intuitive mentoring, as Sherry supports, inspires, and empowers you to create your highest good in relationships, career, finances, life purpose, spirituality, and more. For more information, visit SherryDillard.com.
Mm-hmm.
everybody. Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. You know, I'm so absolutely jazzed to have Dr. Friedemann Chaub joining me here today. I know this is like giving birth for him, this book, The Fear and Anxiety Solution. But I have to tell you, it feels like that for me. It has been such a great journey, Dr. Friedemann, to take with you, to just honor your work every time you're on the show. The listeners love you. The response to the book has already been incredible. And boy, I'm so happy for you. Thank you so much. Let people know how they're going to be able to get their copy of the book, and please give them the website.
Yes, thank you very much. And I definitely have been in labor for a while, so it's nice that it's going to be delivery time, actually tomorrow. November 1st, the book will be on bookshelves and also available through Amazon, Barnes & Noble, all different outlets you can imagine. You can look at excerpts and more information at our website, thefearandanxietysolution.com. Thefearandanxietysolution.com. That's all spelled out and all in one word. And you can definitely see there also a little bit more what it's about and how it leads you through different processes. What you said about the journey we have been taking, and before the break we talked about choice. Choice is really a very powerful resource we have, and it's kind of the antidote to feeling powerless. And it reminds me of my own journey of being a physician, working in cardiology, and one night waking up really with cold sweats, panic attack, and having this little voice in my mind that said, oh my God, do I have to do this for another 30 years? And what I meant with this, or what this part of me meant with this, was working with people in the way that the high-powered cardiology clinic of a university hospital was used to do, and this is where I worked. It was very quickly going through the rooms. You pretty much spend only like 2 to 4 minutes per patient, and then, you know, off they went. And you really didn't have a sense of that you were really helping them. You gave them nice pills, and sometimes you did some interventions in their hearts, but ultimately, did you really know who they are? Did I really have a sense of I understood why they had a heart attack or why their heart was out of rhythm? And that internally always bugged me, and it just felt very dissatisfying. So I had to make a choice at some point. What am I going to do with all of this? And certainly going into research and being curious about the innate healing powers, and then starting my own work, these were all choices that if I would have not made them, I would certainly feel powerless and out of control, because I would feel that my circumstances control me, that I don't have really a way to make my life more fulfilling. And although it was every time scary, moving from Germany here, giving up a prosperous career, starting something new, going back to school, all those kind of things were definitely scary in itself. But ultimately, the more I did make choices, the more trust I built within myself. And the next time I was at a crossroad, I could build on that trust, and there was just much less anxiety. And so when you are publishing a book, it is a scary thing, because you are putting your word out, you're putting your information out, you're putting your heart into the hands of the readers. And of course, there is a side of you, a part of you that wonders, will I get rejected? Will this really be embraced? And these are things that are normal. But because I have been able to make many choices, and I've learned to trust my choices, even though not always the consequences were exactly how I expected and hoped for, I really didn't have this fear. I didn't really have this anxiety, because I knew this choice is the right choice for me, and this is exactly what I needed to do. And so there was a time where I also made a choice to come on your show. And to be on radio and basically talk to thousands and thousands of people, not really knowing how this will be received, and can I be eloquent, and what about my English and my German accent, and will people make fun of me? And, you know, at the end, I soon realized that being on this show helped me so much to just feel that what I needed to and what I do share with the world is important. And you, as a staunch supporter, and your excitement and your energy and your amazing work really helped to put the word out and basically made my work global, helped me to really be known now all the way to India, all the way down to Australia, and work with people all over the world. And I really contribute a lot to what we have been doing now for years together on this show. And I just want to thank you for really inviting me to be a part of this. And I want to thank myself for making this choice. I'm certainly happy that it was a choice that really, really, even though at the beginning it scared me, it was exactly the right thing to do.
Well, I thank you so much for your kind words, Dr. Friedman. What I love is how much I learn about myself every time you're on the air.
Well, that's good. I know that there were times actually where we're sitting in the plane and all of a sudden my voice came into your head, which was a little spooky, but it's great. I'm glad at least I said something positive to you in your head.
Well, exactly. I mean, like today's topic, this is so uncanny. And, you know, Dr. Friedman and I have been on air now many, many times. If you all go to our website, thedrpatshow.com, if you were to just search on the website for his last name, S-C-H-A-U-B, just put that in the Dr. Pat Show. His name will come up. Just click on his name and you will get every show he's ever done with me. Look at the topic descriptions. Now, I did this earlier today, Dr. Friedman, and what I was really struck by is not just how much I've learned from doing these shows, but how healing your message is for so many people. And I want to stop and talk about that for a minute, because I know we're talking about the election and I know we're talking about fear and anxiety, but your book goes beyond all of that. You moved to this place by talking with us about what the global, the macro and the micro impact of fear and anxiety are, not just the bad sides of it, but sometimes how they are breakthroughs. But you also point to something very powerful, and that is the effect it has on emotions and on our health. And I want to take a moment to talk about that with you right now, because you're right. We do have a level of fear and anxiety going on right now, and it's got to be killing us at some level in the physical.
Well, that is, you know, something that for years has been documented, stress-related illnesses being the number one killer in many, actually, industrialized nations. And whether it's stroke, heart attack, or, you know, high blood pressure, it's very often connected to stress, which is a form of anxiety. And it's certainly something to be concerned about. And, you know, my sense about this anxiety epidemic, how I call it, is that it really tells us something. It tells us something that we may not really understand. And as I said before, that there is a pain inside of us that may need to be attended to. If we are just covering up this pain with anti-anxiety medication, which pretty much has been skyrocketing since you know, the last 5 to 10 years, the consumption is just amazing. It's so high that anti-anxiety medication can even be tested in our waters, simply because it has been used so often and so by so many people. Just covering up the anxiety is just no longer enough, because we are not attending to that, what's really underneath that. And as a nation, where we are dealing with this election anxiety, the anxiety about the future, I think after this election is done, we really have to do a better job to see beyond the political differences, beyond the ideological differences, and really look more into the eyes of each other and realize we are in it together, and we have to make this work together. We cannot just be sitting on the ideas that whatever the other side has been doing is wrong. We really have to see this is basically my neighbor here, and we have to make this whole, whether it's economically, whether it's about the environment, we have this. We have to make this whole nation be more harmonious again. And this is where the fear and anxiety can really help you to understand it's causing all of us, the entire nation, pain to be in this feeling of powerlessness and feeling so out of control and feeling so fearful. And maybe the calling is really to look for other values that are actually giving us a greater sense of fulfillment, hope, and also support for each other. When you go through the book, what you will find is that you can actually address the deeper root causes of whatever anxiety you right now have about the future. Many people that feel anxious about the political situation, about the election, really feel it because they have some core limiting beliefs. And the core limiting beliefs may be about, well, I'm actually not really good enough, so I need the government to support me. Or the belief may be, well, actually, I cannot trust anybody, and especially not, you know, the government. So we have to be, you know, the ones who are more in control of it. And so there may be beliefs that go even further than that, beliefs that go fundamentally to, I am not really safe in this world, or I cannot really have what I want. That's the belief that you need to address and really work with, rather than just putting all this trust into someone else. You need to understand what is actually at the bottom of this belief. Are there still some emotions, some memories that I have been holding on to? Am I actually somewhat in conflict with myself? Because I know a part of me is still holding on to this anxiety, but maybe another part of me says, no, I can be much more trusting, confident, hopeful, generous, whatever those good qualities are, and how can I overcome this conflict? And then how can I actually let go of this limiting belief that only causes me this pain, and then replace it with a belief that brings me much more joy and happiness? And there are all these steps that the book can help you with to make those changes and transform fear and anxiety much more into an inner compass that will continually to lead you to a place where you feel truly empowered and truly at peace with yourself, no matter what the circumstances, than right now maybe feeling overwhelmed and a victim by your emotions.
Well, this is part of, and you and I have talked about so many things. I love this because, you know, I've been at my own pity party, Dr. Schaub. I mean, you and I have talked about this many times. You know, you and I are both human. You know, we get to look in the mirror every day and say, you know what? I get to choose whether I'm going to choose, you know, life and love and follow that inner compass, or I'm going to choose to sit here and live in the world of limitation and helplessness.
Right.
I love the way you talk about this in the book, but the book goes beyond that. And I want to just talk for a minute about this. You know, you truly do give us more than an introduction to the subconscious mind. You know, we actually get to know it in a way that is so important to understanding change. What is your greatest message? What is your most epic vision for what you would love people to walk away with when reading this book?
Well, that's a big question, an epic question. But ultimately, what I feel that the book gives you as an opportunity is that it provides you not only with a map, it actually provides you with a bridge that leads you from a fragmented way of being to a truly whole way of being. And what I mean with that is that you are not stopping to evolve and grow once you finish this book, but that you are at a place where you realize you have unlimited possibilities and potential inside, because now you have access to all those inner resources and you have the tools and the ways to work with those inner resources that are often, you know, held by the subconscious in their deeper part of our consciousness. Now it's there for you, ready to be utilized and expressed into the world. And so what I would really love for people to realize is that by releasing those root causes of fear and anxiety and understanding that fear and anxiety can lead you to become your true self, you're shining your light more into the world. And this is where I think we have to, just coming back to this topic of the election anxiety, stop. And maybe you can do this until the election, or maybe until after the election, that you are stopping to think in these negative, divisive terms about the people that are not in your same opinion or on your side. That you simply stop, and that you are instead sending those people also your understanding and compassion, realizing that they also have that inner resource of love and light inside of them, and that they also are basically people that are just struggling with their own fears, and rather than seeing them as, oh, they are over there on the other side, really reach out to them and try to find a way to connect rather than creating more of the anxiety by opposing and resisting them. And by taking care of your own fears and your own concerns and empowering yourself, you will find the power and the courage to be the bridge for others as well.
Well, one of the things I love is walking away from the, and by the way, you know, I've now read the book a couple times, because every time you and I come on air, I go into the book and I always find something different, you know, that I want to talk about. Little did I know that we were going to talk about the election today, which has got all of us choked up here, Dr. Friedman. But what you've done in this book is you've allowed us to get ready, to get set, and to let the healing begin. And I can't thank you enough for that.
Thank you. Thank you very much. And I'm really glad that you have been reading it and that you are advocating it. And really, when you go through this book, enjoy also the journey. It is not a book that is supposed to be read through quickly and then put back on the shelf. It's really a guide. And now that you have heard my voice, maybe you can't even imagine that I am really helping you with my voice and that what I have learned to guide you through the journey from fear and anxiety to your empowered self, who can be at peace with life, no matter who wins the election, no matter what those circumstances are, because you know you can always have the choice to be your best self and contribute in a way that truly makes you fulfilled.
Oh, I love it. Dr. Friedman Schaub, everyone. And if you've missed any part of this, 8 o'clock tomorrow morning, he and I will do this again on voiceamerica.com. If you want to find out more about the book, they've made it so easy for you to do. You can go to the website that is, it's the fear and anxiety solution.com. Is that correct?
That's right.
But if you want to find out about Dr. Friedman's global work, and what I mean by that is you can work with him regardless of where you live, and he is helping people across the globe. Please check it out, cellularwisdom.com, cellularwisdom.com. Dr. Friedman, tomorrow you and I, we will be talking about your best-selling book. Thank you so much for joining me here today.
Thank you very much, and have a good evening and happy Halloween.
Happy Halloween to everyone. And, you know, if you're going to get scared, don't let it be about fear and anxiety. All right, everyone. We'll see you next time.
You're stepping down your soapbox. Too high, overgrown, but you can barely see the touch the sky, your high horse is taking off and left to you, nowhere to be found, better off dead, or so you said, but don't worry, we all fall down somehow.